false illusions. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. John 2, 24 and 25. How we love to see the best in others and to overlook their flaws and weaknesses. How we want to excuse their little foibles and disregard their faults and failings. What would Jesus do, we ask ourselves? He would love them and he would forgive them, we tell ourselves. Really, that may be the truth, but it's not the whole truth, but only part of the truth. And a half-truth is no truth if the whole truth is not supplied. Jesus would indeed love them, but Jesus would also correct them. How important it is to discipline ourselves into disillusionment. How vital to come to the place where we see men and women as they truly are, where we see ourselves as we truly are. But in our foolish and shallow Christian walk, we often prefer to trust in our illusions. The one taken in adultery was given the whole truth and told to go and sin no more. The one that was healed was also told the whole truth and told to go and sin no more. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. If we truly love God rightly, then we will love others aright. But if we do not love God rightly, then we can never love others aright. If we truly love others rightly, we will love them with his love. If we truly love others, we will remove all man-erected illusions. We will see and love men and women through the eyes of disillusionment. Through him, our love will have no cynicism, bitterness, cruelty, or dissatisfaction. And through him, we will not overlook flaws and weaknesses, faults and failings. But through him, we will love with the sharpness of a double-edged sword. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.